Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the things that we've been enjoying over the years is trying the different regions and along the West Coast. And Washington State has really, the wines there are remarkably different from what you're going to get in Oregon to the south, and even more so to California further to the south. And you were actually focusing in on those differences recently.
Yeah, I had a chance to taste several, and I was impressed, and you can say across the board, I think there is a stylistic difference between Washington State and California. I think the wines tend to be a little bit leaner, a little lighter in body, very precise focused fruit, very deep fruit, a lot of detail to the wines. So they're a lot of fun. Let's go to a nice Pinot Gris that I picked up from a winery called Lone Birch. Very, very nicely priced at $15 a bottle. This is a fine bone sculpted Pinot Gris that has very good acidity bracketing good solid flavors. It has a simple aroma of flower blossoms and lemon zest. It's slightly bitter, and the wine's texture is slightly plump and very smooth. The flavors feature tart green pear, sweet lemon curd, bitter lemon, and lemon zest, and a touch of green olive in it. So although the fruit isn't terribly deep, it's very high quality. The overall impression is of smoothness and food friendliness, very much kind of halfway between classic Pinot Gris in Alsace and classic Pinot Grigio. Now, its running mate is Lone Birch's Red Blend wine. It's Yakima Valley 2016. This is also $15. And it's a very good example of a Washington State red. Compared to California, Washington State reds are a little more lean, as I say, softer tannins, deep, clean fruit, and a little lighter in body. This one probably features a lot of Merlot. I couldn't find the blend, but I'm pretty sure it's a lot of Merlot, a bunch of other things. The aroma is spicy red plum jam. The flavors include raspberry toffee, deep red black fruit, and a tang of ginger. So I think it's a very nice everyday red at $15. I think it's a good value. Here's another one. This is a straight-up bottling of Merlot, which I think does extremely well in Washington State.
Some of the best Merlots I've had have come out of Washington.
Yeah, they shed the baby fat, don't they? They emerge, you know, beautifully. This is Hyatt Vineyards Merlot. Rattlesnake Hill is the name of the region. Wear thick leather boots. And it's in Yakima, 2015. This is also $15. You're getting kind of a picture here of value, aren't you? Like I say, it's definitely Merlot country, and this is a good example. It's full-bodied, full-flavored, soft, and opulent, which is the word I always associate with Merlot. It starts with a generous nose of spicy plum jam, cassis, and raspberry croissant. This wine is very soft on the palate, with a tingling burst of alcohol and acidity. The flavors are compact and melded together, but they do center on dark berries and fruit. So it's pretty tight, the fruit is, but that's okay. I really like that. Very mild tannins, a touch of ginger in the finish. Good value, good for everyday drinking, good enough for Saturday night dinner. I really encourage people to try some of these Washington State reds in particular, because they're a little bit unique.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.